Wow. Here I am again. Hey, this is Giddy, and I'm hanging out with
Lux.
And you're listening to Dirty Bathwater Dating After 50. We took a little hiatus for personal reasons, a little thing called COVID, and another thing that's called surgery for me.
Yes.
And now we're back. We're back at it.
Yay! And we miss you guys so much, and we want to say thank you, and I know you're disappointed because we should be making shows every week, but we're going to start doing that again, I promise.
And you couldn't do it because you had, what, how long did you have COVID for? Almost a month.
Yeah, almost a month. Can you believe it?
Cause, you know, and you couldn't come near me because, you see, when I was going for surgery, they said stay away from COVID, stay away, and stay from work. I was working completely online at home because in order to prepare for surgery, you have to be completely free of COVID, or that my hospital was going to take me in. And that meant I couldn't talk. Well, I could talk to you, but yeah. you were barfing all the time.
I was pretty sick. I'm really sick. I have asthma, so it just messed me up. And you know what's funny, Giddy, is that it's coming from a guy who it's not that I didn't believe in it, but I didn't think that the numbers were as bad as they were. Mm-hmm. But holy shit, COVID's no laughing matter.
Well, you know, I had a couple of my kids get it. I had a couple people from work get it, so I was getting really scared. So I listened to the advice. He said, stay away from everybody.
That's what she did. And then I was kidnapped by aliens. And they tried to take me back to Mexico. I'm just kidding. Okay, so
We're back.
We're back. So, yeah.
Healthy
and back and ready to date. You should see Giddy. Giddy looks wonderful. She is really on. She's
I put my button on.
Yeah, your button on.
I had a great surgeon. Thank you, my surgeon.
Yeah, now she could do everything that she wants. She wanted
to. Yeah, I don't need a cane or anything now. I mean, I'm free as a bird. You know, I feel like I'm 10 years younger.
Wow.
So now I'm only 12.
And she's smiling all the time. She's really happy.
Because I'm not in pain anymore.
And I think that's a good thing. And I think it's going to attract the right
pain
guy.
Pain is not good for dating.
No. Because Giddy was always in pain, and it wasn't her fault, but it was just...
Well, I went a couple of dates, and then I'd have to go from one place to the other, and I'm like, ow, ow. Imagine getting out of a car, and you get your date greeting you, and you're going, ow, ow, ooh, ooh, ow, ow, ow. And, you know, I said my...
And not in a good way.
When people see me now, I said, yeah, my Tourette's is cured. In other words, you know, my language was getting foul just from all the times I was hurting.
Oh.
So no longer am I my leg healed, but I don't have Tourette's anymore.
Yeah, so she's winning in both categories. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to go talk today, Giddy, just about welcome to your new world now. And how I think that because attitudes are really important. When you're,
and I don't want anyone on that list. I showed you everybody. I don't want anyone on that list.
Yeah, she showed me lists that she was like, oh my God, I'm not interested in those guys. And I think because maybe when she looked at them, you know, your images, your pictures say a lot about you. And if you're not a happy person, you're kind of desperate. And I think a lot of those images kind of look like that.
Yeah.
Giddy could feel it. And we could feel it. So you want to be on your game, which means you want to be happy with what you have. And then,
if we didn't have monkeypox and stuff like that, I don't know. I know LA, I'm not going to be looking for anybody because that's where the heart of it is.
Is it?
Yeah, I know. So I don't know. I'm being, at the same time, I want to be very cautious because I don't want to take for granted COVID.
No.
But I don't want any of this other weird diseases that are out there either. So maybe I'll be a little more selective.
Yeah.
I mean, I was pretty dang well selective anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm dating a guy right now, and I'm just staying put for a little bit right now.
Yeah.
I hope you're not listening. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, my concern is not so much dating, and I already warned him. It's like, you know, what's my next career opportunity?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not, I mean, I don't know how much I want to be involved with somebody if I want to move again.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people... especially Giddy, because she sure is a go-getter, is that her priority of dating is kind of second to her life and her living, you know? But you know what, Giddy? I think that's a good way of doing it.
And I don't like to share.
Yeah, you don't like to share. No, the good thing of doing it is because, you know, at our age right now, the main thing that should be in your life is that happiness, whatever makes you
happy. And I'm so happy that, you know, one of my goals is to go to Disneyland, which I haven't been with my kids, who are grown now. And, you know, and I'm like, this is so cool, you know, that, I mean, I can actually spend time, because the last time they saw me was I was going, ooh, I'm hurting, I can't do anything. I was like an old lady.
Yeah.
And now they're like, wow, Mom, I want to hang out with you. You seem so happy.
Yeah, and it really is really the truth. And I'm not persuading, but I'm encouraging Giddy, if this thing doesn't work out with the person, she should start dating now, because I bet you she's going to attract some really cool quality people.
I don't know. I mean, we're just taking our time. I mean, I'm finally good and I can get going and stuff. There's a few priorities I need to take care of. But one of the first things I did was clean my house. Yay. See my sink. My sink was bleached. It looks great, you know?
That's awesome. I should clean my house too. That's what I... Yeah, so today we're going to just talk about a little bit of more online dating. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And Giddy's going to talk a little bit about...
Something. I'm not really sure what. I mean, I've looked at, you know, I had this one guy. It's funny, through all this stuff he kept saying, you know, I actually wrote on my dating profile, I'm dating this wonderful guy.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I did, right. I said, look, and just to let you know, I'm closing out this site. Well, he said, hey, if you change your mind.
Wow.
Twice he said, change your mind. Here's my number. Take it with you.
Nice.
But I mean, at the same time, what guy, I mean, here you say you've got somebody and they're trying to convince you, hey, if you change your mind.
Yeah. Look, I mean.
That's kind of snaky, you know.
It's a little snaky, but you know, all is fair in love and war, right? So if you know, he thinks that, hey, look, maybe there's a chance, because he doesn't know your situation. Right. Maybe you're not as happy, or maybe this isn't really working out. So he's kind of saying.
But I mean, I wrote there. I said, hey, you know.
I'm pretty happy.
I mean, I don't know how much you say, look, I'm dating somebody and, you know, it seems like it's working out.
And it's mediocre.
No, I didn't say anything like that. But he just assumes that he's all that. Of course I should want him.
Well, Giddy, maybe not. Maybe he just says, look, I think that you're attractive and I'd like to get to know you better.
But he wasn't there for all the hurt and the struggle.
So he doesn't deserve it.
Well, in a way, that's partly. I mean, yeah. You know, true friends are when... You know, I mean, I had people say, I also had people said, look me up when you don't have that leg problem anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Are you going to look them up?
No. They're gone.
they're out of
I don't even remember them.
Wow.
Would you?
No, I don't. I mean, yeah, I would if I was single. I mean, I am single now, but.
Well, I mean, okay, let's say that, you know, let's say you had erectile dysfunction, right?
Yeah.
And then
everyone passed, kind of.
Then say, hey, I'm spry now and everything's working out. And all these women say, now we want you. Before they didn't want you, would you take them?
Yes. Would I take them or would my my significant other down there take
so
them?
So you won't be choosy, all right?
I don't think he
Never
would be
mind
very,
that question.
Yeah, especially since it's been a very long time. But that's okay.
You are dating some people now, right?
Not Giddy, not really. I've been, I don't know if I'm sabotaging myself, but I'm not talking to people from our area. I'm talking to people in other countries.
And sending the money?
I don't know if I'm saving the money.
You don't know?
Oh, if they have the money?
I said, are you sending the money?
No, I'm not sending the money. No.
I don't know if I'm sending the money. No, I would know.
I thought you asked if they had money. I have no idea. But no, so they're really cool. And, you know, we talk online. I get to see their little faces and they seem pretty sweet. And since I'm not able to travel, which I usually, that's where I meet people that
You just got better.
Yeah, I just got better. And because of things that are happening now in my life, I'm not sure when I'll be able to travel, probably most likely in a few months.
Yeah, you got those women pregnant. I'm just kidding.
So what now? I'm doing what I want to do. I'm still, I guess, sort of living vicariously through these two other people. One's from the UK, and the other one's from Thailand. And so I'm talking to them, and they seem really cool, and it's making me feel a little bit better. But I'm not dating anybody in my area.
And what's
area.
Their situation?
One just recently divorced, so she was totally bummed. And I've been coaching her because she didn't want to eat. So she lost a significant amount of weight, so she looks pretty thin. And she says, I want you to be honest with me. Do I look pretty thin? I said, you know, I think you look great, but I've never seen you before, so I'm not sure. But yes,
did she show you other pictures of herself?
And then she showed me other pictures later. First, she showed me pictures of how she was now, you know, kind of thin. And then after we started talking and she started connecting with me, we got off the site. Then she sent me pictures of her all dolled up, and she's a very attractive woman. So we were talking. I mean, I think she wanted to see what my motivation was and what I was doing. She says, oh, this is a big thing that got me, Giddy. I don't want to say you idiots, but I want to say you idiots. Guys who do this, you're making the rest of us look bad. Why do you bring up sex all the time? And why do you send gross pictures of yourself, man? That, you know, that's what you're telling these women is that I am just looking for you for sex. If that's the case, go see a whore, bro. But don't go into just because, and you're so cheap that you don't want to pay for it. You're paying for it anyway, trying to seduce these ladies.
So what, they asked her for naked pictures?
No, but a lot of the girls that I was talking to told me that the only reason why we went to her, like her, she was saying, the only reason I decided to take your number and then get out of the site for you is because the majority of the guys could care less of what I was talking about, could care less about my divorce or when I started opening up, they'd always change the subject. But the biggest thing they did was they sent nudes of themselves that I could give a shit about looking at. And they always talked about sex. And she said, you know, I'm not into that. I mean, of course I'm into it if I knew you and we reached another level. But so it shows disrespect. Yeah,
I remember when I first started dating the process, that guys would say, have you seen anybody since your divorce? Now, I had been divorced about 10 years. Mm. And I raised a kid and stuff, and I really wasn't actively pursuing anybody. And I said, well, actually, I haven't been with anybody for, you know, about 10 years just because I was raising a girl. And they go, so what's your problem? You don't like sex? What's your problem?
Oh, God.
And they'd ask me all this stuff, so you don't know how to do it? Who the heck doesn't remember, right?
Yeah, come on, dude.
I mean, just all these questions, you know, like as if I'm an idiot, like you forget, you know, do you forget to walk? Do you forget? I mean, you know, there's a lot of things, like I'm walking again. I was limping and now I'm not.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I didn't forget how to walk. There's a lot of things you don't forget to do. If
exactly.
You lose your license, you don't forget how to drive. You know?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's just ridiculous because all of a sudden their penis is taking over. And if you're that desperate, like I said, go see a prostitute, dude.
And no woman wants to just marry a walking penis.
No. And another big...
Or date.
Yeah, or date. And you know what's telling me, too, is these people are not serious about meeting someone online. Whether serious is looking for a someone on a site. And the majority of those guys, I think, that send stuff like that, or send their penis, have no personality, for one. That's what you're saying.
But couldn't they, I mean, just like that one guy, every time I got on the phone, remember, he would just go someplace behind a Safeway and jack off?
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, I'm just thinking that. That's kind of, I don't know if it's voyeurism or, I mean, it's kind of a weird case. I mean, he's kind of a sex addict. So these guys who are just, if you're sending photos, just, you know, dick pics, there's probably something wrong with you.
Yeah.
You probably should see a counselor or something.
Well, you know what's wrong with them? Is that you're still in a relationship, dude. I know that's with the majority of the people. You're still in a relationship.
Yeah, I've had guys say, that's right, because other guys said, just send me more pictures of yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, there's plenty on the site. Send me more pictures. I want a new one. Like, what? I mean, I'm not even seeing this person.
So have the confidence in yourself. And also, you know, you had a relationship with this woman that you don't want to see anymore. You're like doing this outside thing just to, I don't know why you're doing it. But let her go, man, if you're not happy. Let her go and then go do your thing. But don't...
I think they just want us another side of free pornography.
I guess so. And I guess it turns them on for that they're really actually talking to somebody. But that's not fair for people like me who really want a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not going to be sending... I know I'm not going to be sending, you know, whatever, the pictures of myself. Besides, I don't want them to run away. Mm-hmm. But so that's... That made me really, really upset. And that it's still happening, especially at our age. Because these women that I'm talking to, they're there in their early 40s, and they're still getting attacked. And then I'm talking to another lady. And so I don't know.
When you first go out on a date.
Yes.
I mean, even when you're young.
Yeah.
That's not the first thing that normally attracts you to somebody.
I mean, you don't have the penis saying, hey, look at my penis. Look at the size of this. What do you think?
I mean, that would scare a lot of people away.
Oh, would it turn on women?
No, I don't. I mean.
Okay,
maybe if you're a male entertainment or something.
Well, check this out.
But okay, if I'm going on a date.
Yeah.
I mean, usually, okay, when I've had crushes on guys in my whole life.
Yeah.
It's never been I'm looking down at the pants. It's either eyes or, you know,
something
their hand.
About
There's
them.
Something about them, their personality. I never start by, like they make these jokes on TV, I'm looking at someone's crotch.
Yeah.
Who the heck looks at someone's crotch?
Males do. But not to female, not male crotches. They look at female crotches. They do that too.
But, you know, I don't mean through jeans. I don't know what the heck you see. Don't they all kind of look the same?
Well, there's a whole other thing about that that I don't want to be gross. But, okay. Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you, Giddy. I think that just there is so many guys who are doing that. And I'm wondering, let me pose a question out there, another one, to the female audience out there. And no judging. Because if there's people like that, hey, look, do your thing, man. I mean,
yeah, go ahead and whack them.
No, whack them. But Giddy.
I'm allowed to judge. Sorry.
Is there women out there that say, oh, la, la, your dick's pretty big. Okay, let's hang out. Or, oh, la, la,
okay, let's say that they have something super large, like McDonald's or something super sized.
Yeah.
But they look like
McDonald's?
Fish.
Oh. Well, does that necessarily?
So would you be okay with somebody? Okay, how about you, Lux?
Yeah,
beautiful woman, everything but her head.
So beautiful to what I perceive as being
right.
Gorgeous.
Well, I mean, that's what my ex would call like a is that a double bag? I'm sorry, God. It's horrible. He was crude.
Yeah. Is that a double bag or yeah?
Like, would you be willing to go out with a girl if it's only based on everything but her face? I don't. To me, faces are very important.
But Giddy, see, that's the kind of...
I mean, it doesn't mean it has to be beautiful, but yeah. I'm not going to be with a person and never see their face. How about that?
Yeah.
I don't want to see just someone's body.
I agree. I agree with that 100%. But I think that... Okay, so when you asked me this question, that, you know,
yeah.
I have to find some kind of... something that I'm attracted, not just her ass and her body. There has to be something in the face that I'm attracted to.
It's kind of hard to talk to someone's butt all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I think there has to be some, whether somebody else sees her as not attractive, as long as I see, like maybe she has nice eyes, as long as I see nice eyes or a nice nose.
Or smile or something.
Or a nice smile. But maybe she's not a 10 to most people.
But,
she's,
you know, even a smile.
Yeah.
If someone actually just needed, like, a crown for their teeth, that wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, it wouldn't
because
bother me either.
There's some superficial things we all have that we can just, you know, if someone's, you know, like when Lauren Bacall, remember she had the space between her teeth? And
yeah.
Some people thought that was beautiful and attractive.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be perfect, but there
no.
should be something.
I think we what we do is we judge ourselves by this what's preconceived that this is a perfect person. There's no perfect people. Even those images that the woman looks absolutely.
Well, I was reading it. Jennifer Aniston, there was like arguing about whether she had Botox.
She's pretty.
Or she had like some kind of face mask on, and she said no. I mean, it really been in mind, and she's been really open about this all. Hmm. And other people said. Well, you know, she's a beautiful woman. So what if she did get something or she put this face mask and got rid of a wrinkle?
Yeah.
That's not going to make her old or ugly or anything.
No.
I mean, she's a beautiful person in general. So, I mean, I think that most of us, we obsess about these
yeah,
things
obsessed,
that others
yes.
don't.
Yeah. Yes. I think so, too. And who, you know, somebody I might find beautiful, another person might find not repulsive but not attractive, right?
Right.
So it just depends on the individual. So I don't see a world of where there's a woman that's ugly or a man that's ugly. I see that there's a world where they're not the ones that I'm interested in.
Right.
But I think everybody is beautiful to somebody else. And you guys always have to remember that, man, is that
beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
And it's so true, because you could be someone that I'm not attracted to at all, or likewise. And
now let's say,
but you're beautiful to many other people.
Let's say, okay, you've got an average looking woman.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's cute in her own right. All right.
But judged by what? But judged by preconceived notions.
This is you. Okay. This is you.
Got it.
Okay, this is just you. And then you have this other woman that you believe is so hot and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, totally. Just at your perfect girl. Okay, now you got both of them together,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, the one who is less attractive,
mm-hmm.
both equal personalities, but.
Equal personalities?
Let's say she's equal personalities.
No. Okay.
But she's got a daddy who's got $1 billion. What do you think?
Well, Giddy, that's not fair, Giddy.
Sorry, this show is not meant to be fair. Life's not fair.
So the one who's I'm attracted to her.
Yeah.
But she
You're attracted to both.
Both, but she's not as attractive as another the one that's poor.
Right.
Who would I go for? Giddy,
So the poorer girl has tons of money. Ooh. But they both have great personalities.
But they both have great personality. I would go
You'd struggle, huh?
Yeah, no.
You'd be looking for flaws in that beautiful one, wouldn't you? You'd be like, there's got to be something wrong with her, please.
I'm kind of going through that right now. Like, I met the Thai girl first, right, lady, first. And then I just met a new lady. I think she's originally from Hong Kong. And she's like the perfect woman that I've always had crushes on, right?
One of my potentials. That looks horrible, doesn't it?
Yeah. So she, Giddy just showed me a picture of one of her potentials.
He's dressed in a clown suit.
He's funny. I think he's cool. But so it's really difficult, because I think I would go with the one that I'm more attracted to, which would be the one from Hong Kong.
All right.
Which is terrible, because I met the other one first. I don't know. But are we supposed to sit here and judge ourselves, or just speak the truth and say, hey, look, this is how we feel?
I think what you do is you like them both.
Okay.
Money aside, you go out with both.
Yes.
And then you see which one kind of clicks with you.
That's so true. Because when I was dating another girl, right? She's a very pretty girl. Oh, my God. When we started hanging out, she was mean. And she would blow up. I mean, blow up and yell at me in front of everybody. And I'm like, ew, don't do that to me. But I just stay quiet. Because I come from a culture of respect women. We don't. If they're screaming, yell, what you do is you walk away. You don't act like a monster and attack. So I would just walk away from them. But I decided to stop dating her for a person who wasn't as attracted as her. Mm-hmm. Because this one kind of treated me like, made me feel bad. So I don't know. It just depends.
Okay, fair enough.
So what about you, Giddy? What about you? If this guy was a handsome, very handsome, cool, great personality, even a go-getter, but he was still not doing well, but you know that he's not going to give up, he's still a go-getter, or a okay, attractive guy who already made his money, already doing very well, but you're kind of attractive.
Well, if it's Elon Musk, then I'm you know what? I'd have to go out with them both and figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, just because someone has money doesn't mean that they could be the right match for me.
No.
Because they could lord it over me, you know.
Yes, and that's something I would never want to do either, or be in that position that someone is lording it over you. And
what I don't want is to have someone who just wants to
have sex.
No, who just suck me dry for money.
Oh, so that's another. So, like, there's another.
And that's one of the reasons, sorry, not that all young men are like this, but that's one of the reasons I don't date younger men.
But, Giddy, that's not fair, because
I know that may not be fair, but, you know, I mean, I'm just, you know, hey, I worked too hard. I'm not here to mentor young men.
Oh, so not only do you think they might come after you for mentorship, but they're also as a person.
I don't want to be their mother.
Their mother.
And I don't want to, give them allowance and stuff like that. I really don't want to do that. I mean, I see many women, they go, oh, but he's got a hot body. He's got this. He's got that. I don't know. I'll stay in my age zone, sort of in my age zone. Not quite, but, you know.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. I've got 3 grown children. Once they get closer to what one of my, you know, my oldest kids, I'm like,
forget it.
No.
Yeah, that's why I'll never date a 20-year-old or something like that. Mm-hmm. But Giddy, so what would you do, though? I mean, what would you do if a guy, okay, check this out. Guy's very attractive. He has his shit together. You know he's not after your money.
Well, there was this one guy, do you remember, that I thought was really cute, and he was in his 20s, but he scared you.
Oh, he looked like a murderer.
He did not look like a murderer, but you thought he did. And I thought we would get along, but I went ahead and passed on it. I go, no, in your 20s, too young.
Because you thought that he, what happens if he just was interested in you?
I acted like he was just interested in me because I guess I'm not a casual girl.
So you're looking for something that is going to be a commitment.
Well, I mean, sort of like that. I just don't want to have to deal with all the kind of stuff that young people have to go through. I mean, young people, they go through a lot of different partners. They do a lot of stuff. I'm just not, you know, that's just not me.
No, but you know, Giddy, yeah, you're right. And I'm the same way, sort of. Well, okay. But I'm still finding my way. I haven't found some. After coming out of 3 large relationships in my life that were very significant,
yeah,
I'm at the position now that I, you know, I could have settled down with you know who from Vietnam,
yeah,
but I didn't because I don't feel like I can give to her what she really wants, and I don't think I'm ready for it too. I could see myself saying, you know, this is enough. Is enough. I don't want this. So these 2 women that I'm talking to now, I'm kind of leveraging and seeing. And the one that I really like seems she could be fake, another fakie. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna wait to do the biggest thing. I said, hey, look, let's talk a video conference and audio.
And she said, which one okay, have you okay. done the conference one?
The new one that I just got 2 days ago. Yeah. Okay. So I said, hey, let's do it now. She goes, oh my God, not now. I don't even know you. So let's know each other a little bit more and then we could talk.
You ever watched the catfish show on TV?
Yeah. Tell me more, Giddy. So she already sounds like a catfishy one, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I've had some people turn me down. I usually let it go. But I'm like, if I meet somebody even that day, most of the stuff we can just brush our hair and stuff, and yeah. I'll go online. Because I think a lot of people look better online anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, come on, it kind of cloaks a lot of things. But
it does.
Right. I mean, you don't see everybody's wrinkles and stuff.
Unless, no. And the lighting takes out the pudgy face and stuff.
I don't know. I mean, most of the time I think it just gives you an idea sort of what they look like. Until you see someone in person, you really don't know.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell her, you know, within this week, I'm going to say, look, we don't have to talk, but let's just wave. That's it. And we'll wave, and I'll say hi, and you say hi, and then we'll turn off so you're not comfortable. Because I need to know that you're not a scammer.
What have you talked on the phone?
Not you. We just met. Not even a day and a half ago.
Yeah, I was watching, you know, some of these TV shows where people have voice modulators. So even
voice modulator. Oh, they'll send a video that looks like it's interacting, but it really isn't. So there's a lot of crap out there. So I'm thinking if she did like the other.
Have you just called randomly the number and see if she picks up?
Oh, I have not.
Yeah, I did that by accident a couple of times, and that person didn't answer. And so then I thought, oh, wow. I mean, if they don't answer, then typically, I mean, they could look horrible. But most guys, I mean, they don't worry about how they look. They'll pick up the dang phone.
And I would, too.
A woman might kind of pause because she might be like, I'm not wearing my makeup. My theory is, like, I usually show the guy every dang picture of myself.
Yeah, I think
in fact,
good.
I showed one where I just walked out of the shower. Of course, I'm wearing clothes. But my hair.
Sure you are, Giddy.
My hair was up in the air. I look like I'm
in the air. Your legs were up in the air?
No, my hair.
Oh, God. I was saying, what, Giddy, what's going on?
My hair was up in the air. And he said, yeah, I kind of look like a sci-fi monster.
Oh.
No, but it wasn't. I didn't look it wasn't horrible, but it was just like my hair. It was like, oh, Medusa. I look like Medusa. But he said, I don't think I would go for showing people that picture all the time. But I see the rest of your, you know, everything else looks fine.
Yeah. Well, you know, Giddy, I think that.
I throw that in for fun sometimes.
Well, you got to, you know, again, dating, don't be a cheapo. If you're really looking for someone to date, you need to pay membership, guys. No more freebies, because the freebies are going to get fakies and not real people.
The fakies.
And I think, you know, I haven't paid yet, Giddy. I don't want to pay. I'm still in freebies. So.
Well, I told you you can use my match.
Yeah.
You haven't done that yet. Because I don't see any guys there that I'm interested in.
I don't think I can offer anything to these women now.
But you're.
Except sex. Maybe.
I think some of these people want that, which I don't have any judgment for.
Yeah.
Just that I don't feel like going to the clinic all the time.
No.
That's just my personal.
That's what, you know, they say that in our, after 50, that's when the party begins.
Really? I'm waiting for the party to begin.
So I don't know, Giddy. I mean, I don't know. You guys, you know, write us in. Let us know how your online dating is. And to tell the truth, I don't see myself really dating anybody except online. And it kind of saves me, too. That's why I
just. So why do you like it online so much?
Well, because I don't have to actually physically be with them yet, you know, which is going to financially put a strain on my.
Well, I guess
minimal
if they
income.
Just eat air online, right?
Yeah, that's all they do is eat air.
So do you
in have, your time?
Yeah, I mean, do you ever do anything like how do you get to know somebody online? No, I mean, I was talking to this guy online for a while.
Yeah,
and we just had really great conversations. We never went out to eat or anything, and I kind of missed his conversations. But then I got kind of sidetracked by the current guy I'm seeing. But he was really cool, and we talked, and I think eventually we would have gone out. But I didn't, you know, he gave me a lot of good advice, too, about, you know, different places to live and stuff like that.
Huh.
So, I mean, sometimes just you can develop friendships from people, you know?
And, Giddy, that's what I'm thinking about, too. Like, both of these women, I'm developing a friendship with them. And it's nice to actually someone that is interested in you, you know?
Right.
Besides your dog, like, my dog follows me all. She's the only one that doesn't leave me alone.
She loves you. She thinks you're hot, I think.
She's all, you're cool, man. So I don't know. I mean, it's a tough time right now for dating. I haven't dated anyone since
August of
last year.
Well, you know, it seems like this COVID crap, now monkeypox and everything, it doesn't seem like it's ever going to stop.
Oh, it's very frustrating, especially.
So I guess online dating, we didn't think would be always here, but it is, huh?
Yeah, and guys, try it. And women, and when I say guys, I mean it.
Well, I see everybody now. Everybody's going for this. This is crazy, you know?
Well, you know, there's not one life. What is that? What is that? It's an interactive website, Simple Life, or what is it called?
Simple Life.
It's like you create your own avatar and then you go in.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember you talked a little bit about that before.
But there's two of them right now, and they're both doing really good. And one's almost surpassing the older one, and but a lot of people go there for dating too. Which is very interesting.
I don't know if I want to do that, though. I'm not a real person.
Yeah, I'm not into that. No, they're real people, but their avatars are camouflaging who they are.
Well, I might as well do my second, might as well do my second life again.
Yeah. So, but those are getting very popular now. And that's another thing that you got people.
It's not Facebook or anything, right?
No. But I think people should consider that, especially if you're kind of lonely right now. You want to meet somebody just to talk to.
Well, I mean, I've met some good friends, not like romantic relationships, but I've had some really good friends.
Well, it's yes, but it's fun, right? Because it's a whole new world that you could go to parties there and meet other people listening to music that you're interested in, and you meet people from all over the world. Now you don't know if you're talking to a guy or a man or a female. You really don't know that.
Well, you can do.
Later.
I mean, I know what I used to do.
You could do that.
Well, you can get on Skype with them. You don't have to stay on there.
Ah.
I mean, once you get to know somebody, because I worked with some of these people and stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I worked online. I was doing some writing and stuff, and I got to meet them, and so I talked to them. You just go offline and you go on Skype instead.
And then you verify that, hey, this person
right,
is indeed.
Right, or Zoom, right, and you verify who they are. You know, and actually I've known people got married that way.
Oh, so it's a way. So guys, when I say guys, I mean women and men. That's another option too. So try this whole online thing and use your phone besides just, I know people are like even new to texting, which is fine. Oh, another big thing I want to tell everybody out there is that if you're really still new to computers and you're really still new to just technology and you don't want to get a new phone and stuff like that, if you're dating, get a new phone. Because if you don't get a new phone, what's going to happen is that you're gonna lose out on meeting potential people that you can meet, because it really is a way of technology is a benefit to you guys. And if you're not utilizing it and you're still complaining that you can't meet anybody because it's not the same way, shame on you, because adapt. You were able to learn how to walk.
This is my Medusa picture.
Oh, yeah. That's a cute picture. That's cute. You learned a language. You've done so many things. You can do it again. Don't use an excuse like, oh, it's just beyond me. Oh, I just get so frustrated. No, because every step you're going to reach something else. Every step you're going to learn something else. And there's a lot of resources out there that will teach you this.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know. I had fun, and I still have to get back to it. I mean, I do a lot of writing and stuff in the virtual dimension. So, to me, all these avatars and things, in fact, you know, when I die, I'd like to be uploaded. Watch the show Upload.
Oh, yeah.
It's really hilarious.
I love that show.
It's on Amazon. There's my plug for today. But it's funny. You know, and hey, I'm willing to try anything.
And Westworld. Have you seen Westworld?
Oh, yeah. Westworld's so freaky scary.
Oh, that's amazing.
I don't know. I think I'd be safer going with the other worlds, because Westworld, man, I think they'd kill me.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, Westworld is really a good show right now, though. It's super interesting. But Giddy, I think we're ready to rock.
All right. Well, it's been fun, guys. We're so happy that we're back, and we welcome you back, too.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Dirty Bathwater Dating After 50 with Lux and Giddy.
Giddy.
And Lux, do you want to say something?
I just want to say that I'm single. I'm just kidding.
His number is
555-555-555-555-555. No, and we had a friend in that area, and I would love...
I hope she's still around.
Oh, God, I hope she is, too. And, you know, I wouldn't mind talking. I mean, it'd be nice to get to know her.
Yeah, I mean, he's looking for a place to go.
To hang out, you know, to meet people. And who knows?
He'll be nice.
I'm a very nice person. Unless you don't want me to. I'm just kidding.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. It's been way too long. If I could lay down beside you, I would. When nothing really matters, that's all I wanna do. I hope that you're safe and that I will see you soon. If I could lay down beside you, I would. Talk on the phone every night. Love to hear your voice, not sleeping well. And I know that you're right, but you should know it. You've been gone for way too long now. If I could lay down beside you, I would.